PRI, Public Radio International.
I'm in love with Vienna. I'm in love with Vienna. Every sight, every sound on the street is sweet and dear to me.
In Vienna, Austria today, you can visit the former homes of Mozart, Schubert, and Beethoven. If you ring the doorbell, you might even find conductor Manfred Honeck at home at his place. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio brings you three Viennese classics, Schubert's Unfinished Symphony, Mozart's Coronation Mass, and the Emperor Concerto No. 5 by Beethoven, played by Juliana Avdeyeva and conducted by Manfred Honeck. You're listening to the voice of Richard Tauber, who is no longer with us, but in the Mozart C Major Coronation Requiem, we have soloist tenor Paul Appleby, soprano Christina Lanzhammer making her American debut, mezzo-soprano Corey Stallings, and bass Paul Armin Edelman with the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh.
Hello, grüß Gott.
That's Manfred Honeck with the traditional Austrian greeting from his mostly Catholic country. Austrians don't necessarily think about it too much when they use the words, God greet you. You might hear back, if I see him, wenn ich ihn sehe, or hopefully not too soon, hoffentlich nicht so bald. I am delighted to see you. I'm Jim Cunningham. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by Pat and Michelle Atkins, who underwrite in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Franz Schubert was born and died in the city of Vienna, leaving us after just 31 years. We don't know why he never finished his Unfinished Symphony No. 8. It was written in 1822. However, the two sections we do have are so song-filled they work just fine as they are. Here's Manfred Honeck to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, Schubert's Unfinished Symphony No. 8. The Symphony No. 8, Unfinished, by Franz Schubert, with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Manfred Honeck. The first Pittsburgh performance of the Schubert Unfinished took place in the orchestra's first season, 1896, with English organist Frederick Archer conducting. That performance was just 31 years after the premiere in Vienna on December 17, 1865. So why didn't Schubert finish his symphony? Theories include Schubert was too ill, the cleaning lady lost the last two movements, Schubert was bored with it because there weren't any voice parts, he got a new job that paid more, and we have the theory that the servant of his friend, Anselm Hüttenbrenner, used the scherzo and finale to start a fire one cold winter night. There are a few bars of the scherzo, and there have been several attempts to finish the unfinished symphony, but we're glad for what we have. I'm Jim Cunningham. Next, we have a mass that hasn't been heard in Pittsburgh for 41 years, the C major Coronation Mass by Mozart. Kids his age might have been listening to Simon and Garfunkel, The Temptations, or The Moody Blues, but Pittsburgh Symphony music director Manfred Honeck remembers looking into the phonograph, listening to the Coronation Mass as a teenager.
I remember that I was standing in front of the CD, the LP player in that time, and I put it one time after the other, and always listen to the Coronation Mass. It was a recording with the Vienna Boy Choir, the Wiener Sängerknaben, and I was so impressed and so amazed about the music. And 1 year ago, I have conducted this in the Salzburg Festspiele, especially the Coronation Mass, and made me very, very happy. It's the piece which belongs most to Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart in the end, and to perform that in his birthplace. It was wonderful. But the music is so great. Why it was Coronation Mass called, it was not by Mozart himself, but it was used, and they believe, and for the coronations of Emperor Franz II and also for other emperors. So the people thought, this is such a great mass used for coronation. We call this Krönungsmesse, the Coronation Mass. It was not by Mozart.
So you have the big moments of the Sanctus and the Credo, and then the delicate Agnus Dei. When you were a kid, the big moments were more exciting, but now the Agnus Dei is your favorite?
Yeah, I mean, as a kid, we wanted to have drama. We wanted to have loud and quick pieces. I could not stand the slow one. But nowadays, it is so beautiful. I think this Agnus Dei is one of the best pieces of Mozart. And Mozart himself used this melody also for Dove Sono aria in Le Nozze di Figaro, The Marriage of Figaro. So he must have known himself what a great piece it is.
Pittsburgh Symphony music director Manfred Honeck will conduct the Coronation Mass in just a moment. He'll be joined by American tenor Paul Appleby, who loves to sing the Coronation Mass with its happy spirit.
It's one of the most energetic masses I know. One thinks as a singer, you do masses frequently. You know, there's several Haydn masses, obviously Beethoven and Mozart. And it's really surprising to me almost every time I do one, because you think it's all the same text, it's all the same structure of music. And yet, for each occasion that these masses were written, they seem to embody completely different atmospheres and energies and messages. And this one of Mozart's, it is less than 30 minutes, and it is just bursting with celebration, as you might have guessed from the title.
Tell me about your part. What does a tenor sing?
Well, the tenor, in masses, it's really your member of the quartet. There's four soloists in the chorus, and we're almost more like exalted chorus members. We are brought out of the texture of the chorus from time to time to create contrast and texture within that. And Mozart, of course, deploys us very brilliantly to create a different kind of atmosphere, to underscore what he thinks the particular text is about, which is what someone like Maestro Honeck really taps into. He gets how the text works, and that the music really all comes from trying to express something about the words. So that's what I think that we do as soloists in the masses.
And the music, you mentioned Manfred Honeck, he is practicing Catholic. This is deeply felt music.
Absolutely.
For him. You don't have to be Catholic to enjoy it.
Certainly not.
But you've got this deep, deep message that's being delivered.
Sure, Schubert wrote many masses, and he was an atheist, and that doesn't take anything away, I think, from the meaning of them to people of faith. and people not of faith too, because the ineffable mystic something is tapped into, regardless of your belief system, I think. But certainly for someone like him and myself, who comes from a Catholic family, you know, my family's based at Notre Dame in Indiana, it certainly means a lot too, because we have that tradition. And when you bring someone like Mozart into this tradition, it elevates it, and for me it collides these two worlds, this world of classical music and then this world of family and religion and tradition. And it's a really unique and special experience for me every time I get to sing something like the Coronation Mass because of that.
Here are soloists Paul Appleby, tenor, soprano Christina Lanzhammer, mezzo-soprano Corey Stallings, and bass Paul Armin Edelman, with the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh, prepared by Maria Sensi-Sellner, and the Pittsburgh Symphony conducted by Manfred Honeck. You'll hear the Mass in C major, Kerschel 317, Coronation, by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
Thank you.
Mass in C, Coronation by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. You heard the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and music director Manfred Honeck with the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh, prepared by Maria Sensi-Sellner. The soloists were Paul Appleby tenor, soprano Christina Lanzhammer, mezzo-soprano Corey Stallings, and bass Paul Armin Edelman. The Coronation Mass was probably heard for the first time at Salzburg Cathedral on Easter in 1779. Soprano Christina Lanzhammer is singing in America for the first time with this concert. She was born in Munich, where she attended the Academy of Music and Performing Arts. She later studied at the Stuttgart State University for Music. She sings Der Rosenkavalier this season with Chicago Lyric Opera. She recently performed in Dresden at the Semperoper with Christian Thielemann conducting. Mezzo-soprano Corey Stallings is a resident artist with Pittsburgh Opera, where she sang Carmen and Rodelinda. Corey Stallings has performed at Glimmerglass and St. Louis Opera, as well as with the Chicago and Colorado Symphonies. Paul Armin Edelman sang bass. He is making his Pittsburgh Symphony debut with these concerts. He was a member and soloist of the Vienna Boys Choir. Paul Edelman has sung more than 30 roles at the Opera Theater Koblenz in Germany. He sang at the Vienna State Opera, in Madrid, Berlin, Brussels, Tokyo, San Diego, at Lincoln Center in New York, and many other cities. Tenor Paul Appleby is a graduate of Juilliard and the Metropolitan Opera's Lindemann Young Artist Program. He recently enjoyed great success singing Mozart's Magic Flute in San Francisco, and he'll close the Met Opera broadcast season with the final live broadcast of the matinee for The Abduction from the Seraglio.
That is a real important date on my calendar. That role, Belmonte is the role I'm singing in Abduction there, is for me the sort of pinnacle of Mozart tenordom, if you will. It's a piece that's not done as much as, say, Magic Flute, in part because the roles are very difficult to cast and they're very demanding and challenging. But the role of Belmonte is the greatest gift, I think, that Mozart gave to tenor kind, because it's just the most exquisite music. The character is, well, he's Spanish, so it's this great combination of this Latinate passion in the character combined with, of course, all that refined elegance of Mozart. So it's a nice role in that sense, that it gives you some red-blooded meat to sink your teeth into, and at the same time employing every single possible trick that Mozart asks of you. And, of course, to do it with Meister Levine, who's been a very important mentor to me, is huge.
Yet another Viennese favorite is on the way from Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, the Emperor Concerto by Ludwig van Beethoven with Juliana Avdejeva. I'm Jim Cunningham. Balia Toronjo is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony. Resident conductors are Francesco Lecce Chong and Andres Franco. The Pittsburgh Symphony is always on the air on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel from the WQED.org website, with archived concerts available on demand 24 hours a day. Just Google Pittsburgh Concert Channel. Take a moment, drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you, and I'd like to send you a free souvenir from Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh Symphony folding paper blue binoculars. Get them free while they last with the Radio Guide, a complete list of concerts in the series. You'll find photographs of some of our soloists this season, including Itzhak Perlman. There's a Pittsburgh Symphony history, Manfred Honeck's biography, and more. It's free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. You can send email directly to pso@wqed.org. The Pittsburgh Symphony Radio website is psoradio.org. Pat and Michelle Atkins underwrite Pittsburgh Symphony Radio in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. You hear the Pittsburgh Symphony on PRI, Public Radio International.